This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of us made a big change over the weekend. And I'll tell you right now, it's quite a change. It's quite a difference.
It is, because it's as soon as...
Yeah, it's not something. It's not something you slowly notice.
Yeah,
it's something that's almost jolting. It's jarring when you see the change.
Yeah, is it?
Chase shaved his beard completely off. He is completely baby-faced today.
Wah.
He's always complaining that when he has the beard off, that he has a double chin. Which you don't until you jam your chin down into your chest.
Don't. I know where you're going with that. She just, I'm sorry.
I had to Google something because I couldn't remember the name of who he looks like now.
Who does he look like now?
Chaz Bono.
Chaz Bono. I kind of do.
Do you feel weird without a beard? It is. How long have you had that beard?
2.5 years. But I kept it trimmed, you know.
Yeah,
I didn't let it
wasn't
go crazy.
Like scraggly.
It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't a Chris Stapleton beard.
No, it's very cold. I'll be honest with you. And yeah, the reason why I do it is because I feel like I need to cover my double chin because I feel like I have one. But one of the main reasons why I did it this time was because I was trimming as I usually do, and I realized it was a lot drier than
your
normal.
Skin was dry. Yeah.
So what I did was I said, okay, well, I just shaved it off. And then last night, I you know, put lotion on. I washed it real good, you know, and got all up in it.
You exfoliate. You have to exfoliate the skin.
That has to feel so good to get rid of that hair and, like, get in there.
Not to sound strange, but I could take my finger now and just scrape right through here. It was so ashy.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to get in there.
You got to get, like, that beard oil. There's whole beard kits.
I mean, yeah.
You get you sponsored by a beard company. Is it, for a guy, a beard is really the only thing you can do to drastically change your appearance.
Right. Back hair.
That's what you can't start. You cannot date a guy and start with a beard. You have to see him beardless before you choose to really commit.
That's what.
Because once it comes off, you're like, whoa. I didn't know you were a woman. Sorry.
That's what Kelsey did. Is this is the first time she's ever seen me without a beard.
It's good to do it before the wedding.
Yeah, she said, like, go ahead and shave it off. And I did. And when she did it, she went, oh.
No, she did not. You did it. You put a video on your Instagram, and I listened to it with the audio on, and you hear her in the background go, oh. Like, ah.
What does she think? What did she say when you came out of the bathroom?
She
clean
said,
shaven?
At least it'll grow back in 2 weeks.
So she's not a fan of the clean shaven chest.
No, she's not.
Most women like a little scruffle, which is what you had. It wasn't like a bushy thing. But
I'm going for the 5 day, the shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking for the Tom Ford stubble.
Yes.
What I'm thinking, though, is that when we did this on the air, we did a big thing about clean shaven or beard. And I believe it was overwhelming, not just you. This wasn't about you. I think overwhelmingly it was beard. Definitely. Yeah. Every woman said beard.
Yeah.
I prefer the beard.
It's like so manly. Like you can, but only if it's not, if it's patchy. Like it has to be a strong, thick beard. I don't.
So if you want to see Babyface Chase, go to our Instagram, 93.1_thewolf, and look at Babyface Me.
You can see the before and after.
I want to know, just vote on there real quick, you know, beard or no beard? Should he keep it or should he keep the clean face or should he grow the beard back?
Now, granted, it'll legit take me a week and a half and I'll be back. Don't worry.
Hey, it's the Wolf.
Hey, this is Mama Chase Cher here.
Oh, hey.
Okay. I'm getting tired of finding out about stuff through the Wolf.
My mom says the same thing. My mom found out I got a tattoo through the morning show.
So let me know if I'm going to be a grandma or something, because I don't know about it until it comes out on the air.
So, Christy, what do you think, beard or no beard on your son?
Well, I just heard it. I can't even look at it because I'm driving to work. I get this startling news while I'm driving.
Okay, well, yeah, he's clean-shaven here.
Right now, it's basically like you have two daughters.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, wow. Don't worry. It'll be back in a week and a half, though.
All he needs is some lipstick and some eyeliner.
And then I'm going to slap it off of him for not telling me ahead of time.
I'm interested to hear what you think, Christy.
All right. Well, when I get to work, I'll look at it.
Okay, bye.
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 T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.